This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will you let me say? Let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. When we're streaming the video or whatever here, that's going to be on the internet.
Oh, Lord, yeah, we're setting up.
Yeah.
We're straighten up.
That's going to look good. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers are jewelers, not just jewelry resellers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Who would win an athletic challenge, Fritz or DeCamera, is the Twitter question. Currently, Fritz coming in at 87.5%.
Wow, giving DeCamera no respect.
Well, that's none. Actually too much respect for DeCamera.
Yeah.
Like, let's be serious here.
Well, it's probably his sister voting over and over again who he got tickets for everything.
I tell you what, we got a lot of Twitter questions up today.
Yeah, we did. I like lots of Twitter questions.
Yeah, people respond positively to so many of them.
Yep. 215-592-9494. Oh, he's back. Herb in the Northeast. You're on WIP. What's up, Herb?
That joke, DeCamera, he's a dope anyway, so, you know. All right, listen.
He's taller than you, though.
I just want to say, Brandon Graham, thank you for all the great years wearing the green and black, silver and white. You're a super special person in the neighborhoods of New Jersey and Pennsylvania and all over the NFL. A lot of people respect you all over the country, all over the NFL, all the different shows, ESPN, NFL, this and that. But I think that what we should have, okay, is a special day for Brandon Graham, Appreciation Day, for at Chickie and Pete's.
Oh.
And you guys, WIP, can set it up or whatever.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Brandon knows a lot of the people like me. And
how are you going to get a ticket to that, though?
And this one and that one. You know, I mean, it would be a nice gesture for Brandon. I believe, though, one thing. I think Brandon wants to coach. I think Brandon's at a crossroads.
How many hours you got to be at there.
He knew it was time to retire.
Herb, let me ask you this.
But
Let me ask you this. If we had the BG Day of Chickies, and let's say we sold tickets to it, how many would you need? Would you need two or just one for yourself?
Why are you selling tickets? Why
just
would you want to sell tickets?
For a charity or something. For
yeah,
a charity.
Brandon's charity.
For charity. Yeah. What, yeah. $10 a person?
Who knows?
Something like that. $5, $10.
Yeah, but who knows? Who knows? Yeah. How many tickets would you need? One or two?
I don't know. Maybe I'd buy 10 tickets or five tickets.
Who would you bring?
Know. You know what I mean?
You got
all my friends. Yeah. I invite my friends, people that, you know, are Eagle fans. You know what I mean?
So, you got maybe a special someone you'd want to bring?
I got the chocolate girl. She'll come, you know. You know, to my girl. My girl from Germantown. Hey,
yeah.
Mike, where are you going to be so I can give you that new Arrow shirt? You know what I'm saying?
He just said that.
You got me stunned over here right now.
He doesn't care.
I'll be at Chickie's Friday.
Yep.
When's your next thing at Chickie and Pete's?
Friday. Oh, you know what? Not this Friday, though.
No, yeah, you guys aren't going to be there this Friday.
Oh, the following Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, because of the tournament, it's going to be so busy over there. Of course, if you want to watch the tournament anywhere, you should go to Chickie and Pete's, but we won't be there.
We got a wrestling tournament Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Who are you wrestling?
NCAA wrestling. That's why I was just coming down there. I had to get all the buses gassed up.
Who are you wrestling?
There's a wrestling.
Are you wrestling?
No, not me.
Okay.
I'm working down there.
Okay.
You know? But,
are you not officiating? You mean you're driving buses? Or, you're driving the people to the stadium is
the
what
buses,
you're saying. Got you.
The white buses. The white buses that are parked over there facing 95. You
okay.
Know?
White buses.
Yep.
Company buses, but you know, Brandon, you gave us a great. It was what a career. I'm going to tell you. I see you in the top. I hope you're listening right now. I got you in the top five
of what
Eagles, the best Eagle players.
Okay, who's your top five?
Because of the Super Bowl, you won. You made the play against Brady.
Who's your top five? Who's your top five?
Well, my top five, okay.
Yep.
Right now, okay, I'm going to say, because I'm going back to I mean, I didn't see Chuck Mednarik and some of these other guys.
But shocked.
I mean, I've seen flashes of them. But
yeah.
Can you just name five?
Yeah, who is the five?
From Super Bowl 66, 67, from that way in, I'm going to tell you, okay, my top five.
Top
right
five.
Now,
please.
Okay. Is okay.
Yep.
I'm going to put down, even though he didn't win a Super Bowl here. But Reggie White.
Okay, that's one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Brian Dawkins.
Two.
Okay.
Okay. Brandon Graham.
Three.
Okay. Jalen Hurts.
Already. Okay.
He's
four.
Still playing. Yep. He's still playing.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. And I'm going to say right now. I would say Harold Carmichael.
There
Harold
you go.
Wow.
Harold
Big
Carmichael.
Pull.
What's that?
No, that's a
great
a good
call.
Pull.
I was waiting on you to say Harold.
Harold
I was waiting.
Carmichael, or I could say there's
who else? Ike?
I mean, Seth Joyner was one of the toughest.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay? What about Mike Quick?
He was one of the top, or Mike Quick. Mike,
yep.
Those guys.
Eric Allen.
In the top 10. Eric Allen
Ike.
Top 10.
Yep.
You named it. I don't have to join.
Yeah.
Brian Jaworski was a great
quarterback. Yep.
But
D-Nab.
Slide your boy in there. Go on, throw me in there.
Yep. What about Donovan?
It's about Super Bowl.
Westbrook.
Okay? Jalen Hurts is the first Eagle quarterback.
Nope. Second.
Except for Nick Foles.
Right.
Second
okay, Nick Foles.
Sort of breaking news.
Jalen Hurts is the first Eagles quarterback to win a Super Bowl, except for Nick Foles.
And
he's the first chocolate quarterback to win a Super Bowl.
That's true.
Listen, what I'm saying is
Ike is black, by the way.
Jalen Hurts. Okay,
in case somebody didn't know.
In case somebody didn't know.
He did it for the whole season, bro. He went, what did he do?
He won the Super Bowl.
And four. 21 games he played, bro.
No, he did not.
And he won the Super Bowl.
He did not play 21
games. What would you have Saquon at? Okay. Saquon make your list? Did Saquon make the list? Saquon.
Saquon, yeah, he's getting there.
He's also. What about Fletcher Cox?
He's getting there. Lane Johnson's in there.
What about Kelsey?
Yeah.
You know, Lane Johnson's in the top. I mean.
Top five.
He's in the top 10. Without Lane Johnson and Mailata, those plays I've been telling you, those crack plays.
What about T.O.?
Great. I mean, you know what I mean? Now, T.O.
What about Shady?
I'll tell you. T.O. got us to the Super Bowl or whatever, but that guy should have been the year when he got in that fight and Hugh Douglas tried it, you know, took a lot of heat for that, should have went over to the house. I know for a fact, Andy should have done something. Okay, give him his money. And went to Gloria and said, give him what he wants. Don't let him. He wound up going to Dallas.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the thing is, he was a big factor in us winning that year.
Yes.
But I'm going to tell you, because I would go face-to-face with Joe Banner.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Wait, what?
Back in them days when Ike played, there was some Eagle players that said they got screwed on their contracts.
Yes.
Sheldon Brown
Not me.
Told me that.
I never said
Sheldon
that.
Sheldon Brown told me that face-to-face. And there's been a few others, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm not a lawyer. I do know when I read a contract, when I read something, okay, about professional this and that.
Fred Barnett be in your top 10?
You know, yeah, he was he was only played so many years.
Yeah.
You know.
Herb, did you appreciate...
I don't even think he lasted 10 years. Did Fred Barnett last 10 years?
No idea. Herb, did you appreciate Cowboy Jim coming on and spilling your secrets about your dating life?
Yeah.
I heard him say something last week. You could tell Cowboy Jim keep his mouth shut.
Whoa.
And that's it, because...
Was he lying?
He don't even know what he's talking about. The girl that I know works for Spirit Airlines. He works for American. The girl met me on a Spirit flight. That was over 13, 14 months ago. She said,
"What were you doing on Spirit?"
I fly them once in a while, man, whatever the deal is.
And you're
flying
Mackin?
American. In June, I'm flying American to go to Columbia. So, you know.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, this is...
you're taking her to Columbia, we heard?
Well,
wait a minute.
No.
What about the Germantown girl?
She lives in Cartagena, that girl.
Okay.
The Germantown girl, I don't mess with her anymore because...
Some would say you got them in different area codes.
She tried to steal some money, man.
Whoa.
Oh, hold on now. I ain't going for that.
No.
Mm-hmm. $8,000.
No, $8,000. The delegation ain't behind that, man. Tried to get you for $8,000? Yeah.
$8,000. She tried to steal money. She stole it.
Man.
And then the bank took it back, gave it back to me.
Oh, know? Man. I need more on this.
Neiman Marcus and Nordstrom or something it was.
Man. Wow. Well, damn. At least she has good taste.
Yeah, I was going to say, I like Nordstrom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to have a girlfriend who worked at Neiman Marcus.
She tried to get you for $8,000, huh?
Wow.
Neiman Marcus is for professional athletes that are making millions of dollars.
Lots of money.
Walk in there and see what they charge.
Yeah, believe me, I've been there.
Get like $400 jeans.
$1,000, $1,500, $2,000.
Yep.
Yeah.
They're crazy, man. Crazy.
Yeah, man, crazy. Yeah.
All right, we got to roll.
All right, Herb, love you, buddy. Herb.
Yeah, I'll see you.
There he is.
I agree. So, Brandon, I love him, and take care of his family.
Is it okay if we give him your number?
Yeah, give him my number.
Okay.
I want to talk to him.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
There he is.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Well, that was
that turned something else. The worse.
Yeah. 8K. I'm going to talk about Gaida here. You know, God
they're
is not
stealing from you.
No, they're not going to get you for 8K. Look, God is going to take care of you, man. Oh, they're going to take care
God
of you.
To be my people, man. What's yeah. going on, man?
If you need new windows and doors, I actually feel sorry for you if you don't go Gaida because you are missing out. You're missing out on a number of different things. First of all, you're missing out on brand new energy efficient windows and doors that make your house worth more, make your energy bills go down. But also, if you go Gaida, they're hooking you up in a number of different ways from a cost standpoint. That's why I feel sorry for you if you don't go there. Interest-free financing, interest-free. Depending on the size of your project, zero down, 0% interest up to 36 months. They could even kick it up to as many as 72 months. If you're not good at math, and I had to do this math before the show, 72 months is 6 years with no interest, low monthly payments, lower energy bills, more comfortable house, higher house value. Come on. And not just that, but 20% off everything. Every product they have, 20% off every window and door. There are restrictions. There is a minimum purchase, and the financing is subject to credit approval. So what I want you to do for this limited time offer is call them. Call 877-GO-GUIDA. They'll give you all the details, and you can schedule a free in-home estimate. Or go to GoGuida.com. That's GoGuida.com. 215-592-9494. Big Lou in Seoul. You're on WIP. What's up, Big Lou? Big Lou.
Big Lou.
Big Lou. Bam. It's been a lot of that today.
That's disappointing, too.
Yeah, especially out of Big Lou. Justin in Tennessee, you're on WIP.
What's happening, fellas? How we doing today?
What's up, feller?
What up, Justone?
What's happening, boys? Man, let me tell y'all. Y'all got to get something set up with Jack and the camera. I'm telling you what. When I tell you somebody's going to get their crack kicked shut, it ain't going to be Jack. Hold the camera.
Shut I mean, his this hole!
This old boy cried about a tore groin for like 3 years when I started.
And it wasn't even torn.
Yeah.
Hold on, Justin. It wasn't even torn.
Pulled.
Yeah, he just pulled it.
Yeah, he pulled a groin at fantasy camp down yonder in Florida. And, like, when I first started listening to the station, it was after the first Super Bowl win. You know,
it's not the first time that guy's pulled his own groin, I'll tell you that much.
He was whacking that thing.
But, yeah, and I've shook the poor boy's hand. You can leave the 10-incher thing alone, too. I promise you that.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
You guys don't understand how small it is.
Wow.
Bless his heart. He does got little hands. I love him to death, good Lord. And, like, you got to do like Jack said, like, 1-on-1 to 11. It won't take long. Jack will back him down, post him up, and that'll be the end of that.
Everyone knows that.
Let them do some kind of running thing, but the camera ain't going to want to do that. So let them play golf. Jack will get out there like Roy 10 Cup McAvoy and just play the whole thing with a 7-iron and just beat his eyes shut. I mean,
I played him with one club and a putter.
Yeah, that's what I'm – well, I mean, I you could go out there with a set of garden tools probably, man, like a hoe, a ball bat, a little short shovel to tee off with, stuff like that. I'm telling you, if he ain't never broke 100 – And you're breaking 90 consistently. It's over before it even starts. This will be comical.
Justin, what do you think about a sit-up and push-up sort of battle as well?
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That would be interesting. I mean, I can do sit-ups, but I ain't much of a push-up one because I've tore my rotator cuff and blown my shoulder out.
Wow, the camera of the South.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The SEC.
Some of us is actually working when we do it, though. You know what I'm saying? Like work injury. You know, it ain't too fun. I don't know if you've ever done that or not, but it ain't too fun. But, yeah, this is going to be comical. Y'all's going to have a full summer of this, like something once a week or something like that you could do. It would be good. I'm telling you right now.
Swimming? Can you swim, Fritz?
Yeah, I mean.
Ooh, I'm a good swimmer, too.
Well enough.
Oh,
I can't. He looks like a doggy paddler, doesn't he?
He does.
A doggy paddler.
He does. He looks like he gets in the pool with swimmies.
Yeah.
The things on the arm.
Swimmies guy. Until he was like 16.
Yep.
Let him do a diving competition like Rodney Dangerfield and back to school. Like, wow. Get up there and blow the fox.
Dude, triple Lindy?
Yeah. Triple Lindy.
Yeah.
Cannonball.
But I do want to tap in on the jeans thing.
Yeah.
As y'all know, you know, down here I wear cowboy boots with my jeans and whatnot. So I want to give you a heads up on jeans. Like, if you do like them a little stretchy,
yeah,
go to American Eagle. Like, they've got like some stretch.
Oh, I like jeans. American Eagle. Yeah.
Well, they put stretch in men's jeans now. Like,
yeah.
They used to just women had that scam going for years.
That's true.
We didn't know about
it. They do have the stretch jeans for us now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly, and they ain't over expensive. But as far as like the joggers and athletic breeches, dude, Dick's Sporting Goods. Now, Lululemon will blow your wallet out. I'm telling you right now, that stuff high in both dot guys, boys. I mean, it ain't for the faint of heart. You walk in there. You walk in there, and you better have two hands on your wallet because they're going to get it one way or another. So I'll get my, like, athletic joggers and whatnot and athletic shorts. Go to Dick's. Dick's Sporting Goods got some good joggers, man.
Okay.
I like them. But as far as athletes that stayed too long, man, got to be Evander Holyfield, man. That's one of the best boxers of all time.
Oh, man, that's one of my favorites, yeah.
Yeah, real deal Holyfield.
Yeah.
The boxers do that a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Boxers do that.
I'm surprised we can get more boxers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sugar Ray, Ollie.
Well, Tyson.
Yeah, Tyson.
Yeah.
All of them done it too long, boys. But
B-Hop. Hey,
congrats on.
Yes.
One of our guys, yeah.
Congrats to BG today, though, guys. He was nothing but awesome to me and Owen when we got to come up there last year. Super nice guy. And if y'all do a boxing thing, y'all remember Johnny Marks had some heat with the camera, and Marks was wanting to box. So if there's a boxing thing, call John up. He might want to jump in on this thing.
See what he
want
to do.
Yeah,
he's foaming at the mouth.
I love you, boys. I mean, yeah.
All right, Justin.
All right, Justin. You know who I was going to name?
Who?
Since we're getting closer to the end.
Yeah. Emmett did.
Emmett was going to be my first one.
He did stick around too long.
And he did it for the wrong reasons, too. He did it to just push that rushing record further away.
He did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Emmett playing the Cardinals?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
For no reason. We only got a minute, but Big Lou, I need your take on DeCamera versus Fritz.
I fell asleep at the wheel. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
I hope you didn't do that literally.
First off, DeCamera, he's delusional and he's egotistical.
Yes.
So those two combinations are not a good mix. Fritz, you got to bust him like the Eagles busted Kansas City.
Wow.
Oh, man.
No mercy. Don't take any prisoners.
Yeah. Put him in the ground.
Who do you know that gives themselves a nickname?
Well,
nowadays, a lot of people do.
Yeah, I mean, my name's Brett. You know.
Boy,
yeah.
I was going to say, nowadays, a lot of people do.
Yeah.
Ike, give up the Dr. Glatt commercial, brother. You're not the one. Saying, man.
Ike the Main.
Yeah.
That's what I call him.
Cannot give it up, man.
Best show on radio, though.
All right. Thank you, Big Lou.
Appreciate it, Big Lou.
Have a good one, brother.
Yes, sir.
The text line is brought to you by Benardi Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benardi Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenardiJewelers.com.
Text line.
Joe Wechter and Brandon Graham retiring in the same week? It's going to be a busy week. John Ritchie's Tear Ducts.
This is really...
Oh, yeah. He's going to do a lot of crying. Wechter's last day is Thursday, right? Okay. Wow, so he's going to cry 2 days in a row. He better cry tomorrow for BG.
Has to.
Where people are going to start talking.
Mm-hmm.
What's next?
I was here for 15 freaking years, and I still get called Brendan? Brendan Graham driving around today.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That was a tough one.
We only had one Brendan call, right?
Yeah. I've never heard him called Brendan.
No, I have not either. I've noticed a lot of people messing up Fangio. There's a lot of people that mess up Vic Fangio.
Fangelo, the one that...
Fangelo, that's the one that got us
yeah,
the other
day. Fangio,
yeah.
I've heard.
Yeah, well, you know.
What's next?
The Philly special was fine. Nick Foles was fine. But I can't stop thinking, what if BG doesn't sack Tom Brady? Spike raining on Super Bowl wins even back then.
I did not do that. It's not who I am. Well, it might be who I am, but I didn't do that. What's next?
Are you a millennial who thinks the world started during your childhood? Do you deliberately ignore all context to react to today's news? Join Elliot Shore Parks for the new Odyssey podcast, Prisoner of the Moment. Tim and Newark.
The Schmidt one's tough.
It's dude, he won't back off of
it. I swear, yeah, and he drives you two crazy with it.
Yes.
Because there's no way. He's the only person in this city, in this region, that believes that.
And he's got no good reason
yes,
for it.
He's got no real good reason.
His only reason for BG being on is how he played his entire career here.
Yes.
But then it doesn't matter for Mike Schmidt.
Right. Who was, no offense to BG, but like Mike Schmidt, objectively, like better.
Well, he should have been voted as the best athlete in Philadelphia.
Yes.
And we somehow put AI at number one.
Right.
And Schmidt, too.
Schmidt was not happy about that. All right. What's next?
First, BG retires. Then, Ken and Cinnaminson navigates his presumably giant font on his phone to unmute himself and announce, I'm here! How much can one community handle in a day? The Delaware Valley.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Poor Ken. Ken's having a... Ken's battle with the mute button this week has been legendary.
You called him on it, too. You know, yep. He was like, yeah, he's on mute again.
Yep. Oh, sorry, I'm doing four things at once. You got a lot of time to call here. I don't know how many things you could be doing. What are you planning out your next call? What's next?
Historic day for our Michigan man, Brandon Graham, reminds me of one of the first Wing Bowls. It was me, John Ritchie, Jason Avant, and Ike Race. Ike met a wing girl named Ann Arbor, and while he might have hated the University of Michigan, he loved him some Ann Arbor that night. Come on! Tornado Shapiro.
That's actually a pretty good one.
Yes.
Ann Arbor. Like that.
I wonder if Tornado's gonna have a like an NCAA tournament themed weekend forecast.
Big one.
What's next?
It would indeed be tough to complete a Sixers Mount Rushmore. Wilt, Dr. J, AI, and then it's really close between Moses, Embiid, and whoever has been the team X-ray technician over the last 6 years. Mark and Modco.
What a bad year for the Sixers, huh?
A lot of shots, too.
Yeah, what a bad year.
People seem to be reveling in
it. Yeah, they really are.
Sad.
They really are. Fritz at 6 next?
Oh, yeah.
What do you got coming up?
No, we're going back to the Phils. No, I'm just kidding. It's BG's day. Continuing to celebrate.
Keep celebrating BG.
Also, Marcus Morris killed Daryl Morey.
Yeah.
I saw it. I didn't get to hear it, but I saw it.
Marcus Morris is pissed off they didn't sign him. No player wanted to be signed more
by
the Sixers than Marcus Morris.
We gave him the key to the city.
Yeah. We traded him the second after they got the key to the city.
Yeah, but then he wanted to come back, and they didn't sign him, and he's mad. So, you going to play that? I only heard a minute of it. It was with KOC, right?
Yeah, good job by KOC.
Yeah, KOC. Good old KOC over in at Yahoo Land. All right, Fritz at 6 is next. We will talk to you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatment to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.